Welcome to the Broski Dittles podcast, the best podcast in all of the land. It's your boy Kiko Flo, Kiko Cervantes, the kid with the accent. Chef Maurice, the other guy with the accent. Who's thicker, you decide. Directly from Hialeah, the city that progresses, the city that's got that fire, cortadito and pastries. What do you do?
How are you, man?
I'm great. I'm testing out something that you told me I should, which is painting my beard, so you can call me Blackbeard from now on.
Is it called painting or dying? Yeah.
Dying, I'm sorry. What can you expect from the kid with the accent? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let me know if you like it. I'm painting it now because I'm getting, you know, white hairs.
Dying.
So I'm dying it. So let me know if this looks good, if this looks, you know, should be the one that I go forward with, or if I'm failing my own values, right? By faking who I am. Like, is this even me, right? Like, am I being even me?
I think it looked good.
All right.
We both got haircuts.
Yeah, but we look so sexy. You didn't paint it because you still don't have that many white hairs, right?
I have strong, darker hair.
Right.
But we basically have the same haircut, right?
We do. And we didn't even like plan it that way.
No.
It just happened. And I just think that speaks volumes to the connection that we have for the podcast, right? I mean, how many thousands of miles away we are now? We're in different time zones, right? To this day, we've been doing the podcast for many years. We don't even know how it is that we're able to connect at different times. But it's something having to do with quantum physics and shit, like Einstein. So
In the future.
Like, this hasn't even happened yet. So look, this is a look we're riding right now, okay? We're trying to look cute, you know? So if you're a divorced mom, 38, holla at your boy. Nah, I'm kidding. We're taking. But, you know, that's the vibe we're giving. Right? That's the vibe we have.
I think we could go to like, a divorcee party.
Shit.
And I think we would bring some home.
On a real talk, a divorcee, divorcee party? Divorcee?
Divorcee
party? That shit must be like that. It's like fishing with dynamite, right? For some reason, I feel like you would get laid a lot in those things. Because once you're divorced, does anything else matter? You're like, fuck, I'll suck anything right now.
Anything that moves.
Right. If you're decently kept, sort of clean, and you get a little haircut like this and you dye your beard, maybe Samantha, the 39-year-old divorcee, is having some fun tonight. You're gonna be her little toy, let's just say.
Now that the holidays are coming soon, a lot of company parties where you have to, you know, mingle with Diane from accounting.
Right. Diane from accounting was always depressed because her husband took the kids, ex-husband now. She's 42.
She had a cocaine problem.
She had a cocaine Romano problem, but they couldn't fire because they couldn't prove it. Even though she was bleeding on her desk out of her nose. Nobody could really prove that was due to the rupture of, you know, of her actual, you know, nose canals where the cocaine Romano normally penetrates. So if you work at a company right now and, you know, 42-year-old, you know, cocaine problem Debbie from HR, you know, she's depressed. If she's asking for it, you might have to give it, right?
Giveth. Yeah, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. Yo, so let me tell you something. You consider a TikToker, right? I mean, not that you do dances on them, but you watch it. You're a connoisseur. And
okay,
I'm watching a lot of the reels, you know, the stuff on Instagram, Facebook, and I'm seeing something that is annoying me, right? I'm super down with, like, experts in different sciences. They go on podcasts, and they start explaining shit that is interesting and has, like, evidence behind it. It's backed. And these are little things that you can change in your life or do differently that are going to give you some advantage, right, health-wise in the future. So, you know, if you're not active, you know, studies show that if you do 30 minutes of walking every day at least, that's going to reduce your mortality rate by a level of 500%, for example. Oh, look, that makes sense, right? I walk every day, I'm moving, my cardiovascular system is on the go, and that allows me to stay alive a little bit longer, right? But then you start seeing studies and people talking about studies willy-nilly, right? As my boy, Puerto Rican homie, I went to school with, willy-nilly. And then you start talking all this shit that I'm like, you know, like it started with creatine, right? It's like a thing you can take for weightlifting, right? Because along with protein, creatine is proven to actually be helpful to the reconstruction of the muscle once you tear it down in a workout, right? And that's great. And there's a lot of studies being done on this. And it's probably the only really real supplement that works, aside from like taking steroids. Like, creatine is actually really good, right? I take it myself. And then some studies started coming out that say, oh, creatine actually helps you with your brain function too. Like, oh, look. Yeah, so if you're hungover, if you didn't sleep enough, you can take it and it's going to help you. And then I started hearing, shit, if you have Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, you can take creatine and this just going, you know, it's going to make you better. So now the claims are becoming a little bit deeper. Like, damn, bro, is this like the fix for everything in life? And again, I'm not throwing shade at creatine. I take it and I think it has many benefits. But then I see other products and other ideas being talked about saying crazy things that I'm like, there's too much information about this now. And I don't know if they're experts, right? So you hear some shit like, oh, do you drink orange juice? Well, did you know that drinking one glass of orange juice can actually reduce your life by 20 years because of the acidic, you know, sodium that's, you know, contained within the cells of the orange? Did you know that? And you're like, God damn it, for real? And then they're like, oh, do you eat eggs? Do you, oh, every day? Protein dense, nutrient dense eggs? Oh, you're fucked. Our study shows that if you eat eggs every day, you're going to have a massive heart attack at 49. Right?
How much do you believe is true?
Well, I'm going for not believing any of it because they're just making claims. And it's not like creatine helps with this, right? Like, I can accept that. But no, they say that this shit is going to change things for like 500%, you know? And they even do it in the other way around. It's like, oh, did you know that, you know, drinking a spoon of olive oil in the morning cures all cancer and prevents diabetes by 300,000%? And it's just like, bro, there's too many studies. Shut the fuck up, you know?
Well, they got to show up. They got to show that they're actually working and doing something.
No, but I don't think these studies are even happening. I think this is just crazy people going on podcasts. And the thing is, it dilutes the actual real information that comes from real experts that are talking like some real stuff. And it's interesting. But there's just so many people. Like, bro, the other day, and this ties down to another thing that I'm kind of annoyed, is you see a lot of podcasts now of people that are giving advice, right? They're giving advice to others. And, bro, it's like the audacity that you have to have, right? To think that you're going to give advice to other people, right? And you're not even like a fucking wise old man. You're just like a guy my age. Like, with all due respect, I don't think, like, straight up, bro, I can barely give advice to myself, right? Like, I can kind of sort of guide myself to a better life, because I know me. And even if I'm able to succeed in the different realms that I want to in my life, I wouldn't have the audacity to say, oh yeah, I can explain this to somebody so they can replicate it. Because each person is its own island, is its own world, and they have to sort of find that way themselves, because it's different for everybody. So there's this podcast, bro, that, or interviews that just talk some retarded stuff. I saw some girl say some shit the other day. She's like, you know, sometimes people think that you gotta love your job. But what if I tell you actually have to job your love? And she says it like with this deep way, right? She's like, no, you don't have to love your job. You have to job your love. And the other guy that's like in the interview is like, oh shit, damn, that's some deep stuff right there. Queen, yeah, you a boss girl. So, and there's a bunch of this shit going on.
I want to say he's, I don't know the word in English. Basically, mm-hmm. he's a jalabola.
Jalabola. Yeah, I think it's called...
A ball puller.
A what? A ball puller.
A ball puller.
Chupa medias, like, you know...
Suck sucker.
Yeah, suck sucker, for example. I don't know. Yeah, you're just a little bitch. A simp. Could be the one. So, I don't know. I just think that these people that are trying to, like, give advice, it just seems very, very unauthentic. And just whack as fuck in general. You know, in this podcast, since the time that it was created, it was always intended to be dumb and stupid and just talk about funny shit. And, you know, every once in a while, we're going to say, like, some real stuff, but not in a pretentious way or with any intention of it, like, changing the way you do things. I mean, if what we do fills you up and it gives you value in any way, we're super happy about that. But, you know, we could never think that we're like the people that are able to provide guidance to others. And for so many people to think that they can and try to do it online, and a lot of them do it with the intention of actually making money out of it, so it's not even genuine, it's just whack as fuck. And I've been seeing these more and more, and they're very funny. They start actually becoming entertaining to see for me, because it's just funny to see like some duck-ass people, you know, try to like guide others in this, you know, journey of life and shit.
Do you think we can give some advice?
Hell no. I mean, sometimes we like do little like life hacks and like recommendations of things that we've done. Like in the Spanish podcast, we were talking about like little hacks when you live alone, right? You know, 10 years ago, I used to live alone, and there's things that can help you. Like, you know, that's different. But like to sort of sell yourself as somebody that's going to be able to say shit to others that will guide them and help them live their life better, I just think it's pretentious, you know? The whole movement, though, like this whole like philosophical movement is annoying. You know, like there's have you heard of Stoicism?
I don't think so, no.
You know, it's like Marcus Aurelius, he wrote, you know, Emperor of Rome, he wrote a lot about Stoicism, about being stoic, which means you remain calm in moments of like challenges, and you're able to sort of control things in a way and sort of see beyond the immediate situation and just very wise about your decisions, you're very long-term decision maker, you know, and all of those teachings are actually pretty cool. But because it became mainstream and a lot of these content creators grabbed it for their own benefit, you see a lot of this content being represented by the wrong people, you know? And that's in the best cases. The worst case is bad ideas being represented by bad people, right? Like, because in this case, the Stoicism stuff, you know, it's pretty, you know, pretty okay stuff. But yeah, so, I mean, have you seen this, noticed this at all, or is this just not something that's on your feed?
I don't know. Maybe it's something that's not on my feed. It's not something I'm noticing as much. Maybe I start noticing it more now that we're talking about it. But yeah. Can you explain again the Stoicism part? Because I'm trying to read it.
Okay, what
it's
does
an
it say
ancient
when you
philosophy uh-huh. focused on developing self-control, wisdom, courage, and justice to achieve a good life,
mm-hmm.
emphasizing what's in within our control and accepting what it isn't.
That's correct. So that's literally what it is. Stoicism.
Key principles include the dichotomy, dichotomy,
dichotomy,
focus, dichotomy.
The guy with
control.
The accent.
Focusing on our actions, not external events.
Yeah. Like very like, you know, individual person, individual responsibility driven type shit. So, I mean, all that's cool, but then they sort of dirty it with these fucked up intentions. You know, like, for example, there's this one that I hate to hate on this because I like the guy. I like the actor, and I really enjoy his movies. Matthew McConaughey, right? I think he's one of my, you know, one of the most amazing, great actors. I really like him. But outside of acting, he's become like this Uncle Martinez philosopher, right? Where he's like, you know, and I look at the stars and I think about my Lincoln. And you could say you're dreaming, but are you ever really awake? You see, when I look at, you know, the way that... And it's just like, you're not saying shit, bro. I'm kind of annoyed at that. I'm kind of like, you know this movie or series? Is it called True Crime? The one with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, True Crime.
You saw it, right? That first season?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw it recently. We might have talked about it here. I saw it recently, like 6 months ago. And I was like, oh, you know, everybody always talking about it. I always find it in memes, online, discussions. So I'm like, I need to watch this shit. Apparently it's amazing. I always saw clips of it. And if you see the clips, the deep talks, you're like, oh, shit, this thing could be fire. And I watch it. And I'll be honest with you, it's just fine. I mean, for like 9 hours of film, right, which that's what it takes, right? 8 hours, I don't remember. It's like an hour episode and there's like 8 episodes or 7. It could have been a 2-hour movie and it would have been fine. and I find the whole series a little cartoonish. Like both McConaughey and Woody Harrelson character, they just sound funny to me. They're very cartoonish. Like McConaughey wants to be all philosophical and he's very upfront about it. Where like it doesn't even seem real. It seems pushed. And then Harrelson wants to be, come on, man. Why are you always being so philosophical, man? And it just sounds fake, too.
It's been a while since I saw it.
And then at the end, when they catch the murderer, I thought it was going to be so climatic and like tie things down. And then at the end, it's just it's some dumb guy. they make a mistake when they go catch it. Matthew McConaughey goes ahead alone. And because of the guy stabs him almost in the heart, like in the belly, which I don't even know how he didn't die from that. Woody Harrelson finds him after.
The magic of movies.
He could have waited for Woody and they would have gotten him, not gotten hurt. Right? So I just find the series is not as good as it is. And I think Matthew McConaughey has to humble down, get out of the, you know, he's going to listen to this, of course, get down of the clouds. And just be the cool guy you always were, man. You don't need to fucking exalt it with like this, yeah, I was looking at the stars and I was thinking, oh, I mean, I do have a big penis, so let me... So anyways. I don't know. Am I hating too much?
Damn. That was a little bit of hate.
I wanted to ask you something, as you being a chef, one of the, you know, best ones around, actually. What are some... In your opinion, as a chef, but also as a consumer of foods, what are weird combinations of food that you like?
Damn! I gotta give my secrets away. No, I don't have. Lately, it's been like I don't know jellies and peanut butter and stuff like that. Like maybe I put fruit in the peanut butter.
So you don't have really weird combinations?
Like, no,
you're
I
very,
was asking...
You're very boring.
I am a very boring person. That's why I wanted to know what were your ideas.
Well, I thought you would have more ideas available because you're a chef, but I'll give you mine. This one is one I discovered disgusting. I discovered back in the day, and I still do it when I remember. You buy... You buy Pecorino Romano, right? The real one, right? Parmesan cheese, but like the actual block, right? And you cut it in little squares, right? Bite-sized squares. And then you put them in a plate, and then you drizzle it all with honey. And you eat the blocks of Pecorino Romano, Parmesan cheese... drizzled with the honey, if you put that as like the little tapa for the girl that you're having a date with that day, let's say she agreed to a Netflix and chill on the first date. It's odd, but it happens. You know, there are some kings out there making it happen. And you put that tapa, that's going to create some fucking culinary orgasms.
Mm.
Is that weird, though?
I don't think it's weird.
I think that's weird, right? It's weird, but good. Mm. Have you had that?
I have had that before. I've been to places. I've been to places where they overdo it. Mm. Like too much honey on top of the cheese.
Mm.
It's like honey with a little bit of cheese. That's what they usually do.
Oh, no.
And they overdo it.
Right. I don't like it overdone. But a little drizzling is fire.
I try to go with what the restaurant wants me to go with. Just so I want to know what they are thinking about. You know, if they're doing a little drizzle on the sand, maybe they do a lot.
Okay, so you like to sort of go with the flow because they know how, you know, how it's done.
Well, supposedly, yes. So that's why I'm going with their flow.
Right.
No, I don't try to be I don't try to be like a fucking asshole and start changing things and make it, you know, my own recipe.
I mean, I don't know if this is a weird combination, but it is like one that's supposed to be controversial. Although I don't think people really give a fuck about it. I think it's just a meme that people care, which is Hawaiian pizza.
I am that person.
You like Hawaiian or you hate on it?
No, I love it.
I like it too. Hawaii. Do you remember the Hawaiians that we used to do in the pizzeria we used to work at? And the Hawaiian not only had ham, but also pepperoni. And that made it even fire. If you're going to order a pizza and you're like, damn, I like Hawaiian, but I want to, you know, up it up a notch. I want to up it up. What you do? Hey, let me get the Hawaiian, but add pepperoni on that bitter. Order it like that. Add pepperoni on that bitter. And that shit just gives it an extra a combination that people might find weird, but I like. Pepperoni, jalapeno.
I love it.
Bloody butthole.
This is not weird. It's just that when I go to... The last time I went to a restaurant the other day with my family, I ordered sardines.
Because
usually that's not something you see. Maybe now you see a lot more that people are like selling sardines and people are actually buying it. Before it was like a whatever dish. Now it's, I guess it's becoming more popular. More restaurants are having sardines on their menu.
Okay.
So anyways, this one came. I want to think they do it in-house in the restaurant and they put it in a can. But they bring it in a can. And then they put the sardines. That's what I want to think. I don't want to think I paid for like a can sardine situation.
Yeah. I mean, that is literally what happened, but I get you.
I want to think that they put it in.
Are you super high right now?
No.
Are you super high right now? Because you sound so high. You're like, it's either that or like I'm hearing you like in slow motion. I hope you don't feel self-conscious about that. Okay, so
I'm good.
Were these sardines good?
They were okay.
Oh, they weren't fire.
They weren't fire. No,
damn.
No. I've had better. Okay. I paid a lot less for better sardines.
Right. Seafood is tricky.
Right. I'm trying to open myself more to that.
I hate it because seafood, I mean, we've been reading the Anthony Berdansky book, and he talks about how people be doing you dirty with the seafood, right? The discount sushi, what's the other one? Oh, the Monday fish special.
Right.
That shit's been sitting there for 4 days. So don't you think that it's just a lot of risk for the return you get on seafood?
That's why you don't do it.
I mean, that's why I don't do it.
That's why, I started not to do it. Well, I was never a fish person.
I've never been
at restaurants.
I never jerked off to, like, you know, that movie.
I want to think that I want to think that somewhere like Spain that has a very good fishery wouldn't let you do that. Like, they would still give you fish on Mondays.
What like,
fresh fish.
Oh, fresh fish. Right, yeah, I mean, right. I would hope that different restaurants have different standards. But quick question. What was that movie of the fish girl, Ariel?
Fish girl.
Mermaid.
The mermaid?
What's it called? The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid. Sorry, I was having a little...
Are you high?
No, I've been having symptoms lately, and I might have Alzheimer's. Like, I just forget things.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. The Little Mermaid. Okay, so you're saying...
Like, I've never tried something like peanut butter and sardines.
What the fuck? Is that a thing?
That is a thing. Or condensed milk and sardines. That's a lot
Jesus.
Of people in our... Where we're from.
In Venezuela?
They do that a lot.
Really?
Apparently. Yeah, it's a big thing.
Jesus. I mean...
My
lady, I can't criticize it, but I'm not interested.
Like, my lady, she's from a certain part of Venezuela where they drink hot chocolate with cheese.
Right.
That's not my thing.
Is that the but town they, where they have the short buses? No. I think your wife is where my mom is from.
Right.
She's from San Cristobal.
Right, where the short buses are.
Yeah, we do the chore buses. But I mean, everybody knows San Cristobal is the chore buses ville. But my mom is from there. My mom is from there. So that's why sometimes you can see me a little Chinese. I have a little autism. All right, so go on.
So they do hot chocolate with cheese, and that's not my thing.
Yeah.
I can see it. I've tried it. I can see it. You know, the saltiness. But
this is the thing. I'm starting to be more tolerable and respecting people that do those things. But there are things that I will put my hand down, or rather up, and say, stop. I don't want that. Stop. Get out of my face. No, there are... imagine, like, that's how you go through life, you know? Somebody comes to speak to you, you're like, stop. In the name of love. So, yeah, there are things that I won't try, like sardines with fucking peanut butter. Yeah. Now, for example, did you ever do this? I don't think it's as strange, but I don't think I like it. Like peanut butter and jelly sandwich all day. We talked about the Elvis one. Peanut butter and jelly with bacon.
Bacon.
All day in a baguette. All day. I got you. But what about this one? Peanut butter and jelly and banana slices.
I'm down for that. I've done it.
You've done it? That. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, now that you talk about it, I kind of want it. So after we finish recording, I'm going to slice. I made my own bread the other day, so I'm going to slice my own bread, you
fucking
bitch.
You made your own fucking bread?
I made my own bread, bro.
Like square bread?
I was doing some, it's called Hokkaido. It's a place in Japan. Milk bread.
Oh, shit.
And it didn't come out as I wanted it, but it still came out very good.
Okay. Why, so it didn't come out as fluffy?
As fluffy, right. It came out more as a bread, like the square bread that you buy.
Right.
So I'm still eating it. It's fucking delicious. So maybe today, the last slice that I have there, I'll cut it.
Okay. If you could, send pics so we can show the peeps.
Okay.
Because people are super interested in this.
I made my own marmalade.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're listening to this, if there's a man that makes his own marmalade, his own bread, to make the peanut butter and jelly and banana slice sandwich, you're going to tell me if it's high or not. You tell me.
Bro.
You tell me. Jesus.
So, yeah, I'll grab... you know, one slice of the peanut butter.
Are you the guy, do you put more peanut butter or more jelly? Or you do exactly half?
Depending on how I'm feeling that day.
You be the judge, guys. You be the judge.
Depending on how I'm feeling that day. Sometimes I want more of the peanut, you know, the salty peanut. Damn. But other times I want the sweetness to come in. And
damn, I didn't sweet. Even think that they, that was an option, like that you could be fluid in that sense. Like yeah. change it up. Like today, I've always been more peanut butter than jelly.
Usually it's because I like the crunchy. You know, I like the crunchy peanut butter. Mm. The one with the pieces. I love yeah. that shit. So sometimes I put more because I want more of the crunchiness. Mm. But since I make my own jelly, my shit is not as sweet.
Right. I feel. Like, I think... I think that I also prefer the chunky peanut butter. Technically speaking, the problem is logistically, I hate once you open that peanut butter, it just becomes dry like cement.
Well, that's why if you see liquid on the top of the jar, you're supposed to stir it in because that, yeah. that's a fat that
it's hard to out. Mix. You got to have the strength of a you know, construction well, worker.
For starters, don't put it in the fucking fridge.
Okay.
That'll make the peanut butter hard. If you keep yeah. it outside, it'll be soft enough that you
would
can
you say, mix it yourself. What's the name of this girl that's like, you see her in pictures now a lot. She did, I Know What You Did Last Summer. Jennifer Hewitt?
Oh, the movie from the 90s?
Or yeah, the but she just did a new one.
Oh, there's a new one, yeah.
Yeah, isn't her name like Jennifer Lovett Hewitt? Could you confirm that with the production?
Like I'm going to do that right now.
All right. Obviously, he's not searching for this online. He's checking with the production. Okay? But he's a little high, so he takes that. No. It's a joke. All right, what's her name?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Damn, I almost had that shit. Would you say how she's looking these days that we could say she's thicker than peanut butter crunchy version in the fridge?
Yes, we can confirm.
Okay. All right, so it's just like as a reference because there's people that are listening to this while jogging and they don't even know, like maybe they never might have had a chunky peanut butter. And so they don't have a reference, you know, like how am I supposed to feel when they say those jokes? How chunky is this? How thick it is? And how thick it is? Jennifer Love Hewitt thick.
Maybe you're jogging. You hear this part and you get a hard on.
Right. And that way, that's how we know we accomplished the day's deed. We punched one little hole towards heaven. Amen. You gotta look at the one above.
Is it? Am I doing mm-hmm. too much for a PB&J? Now that you're talking about it,
how so? Like making your own bread and shit.
From making
like
my pan? Own bread, making my own jelly.
Yeah.
I didn't do my own peanut butter because I have some, but it's not actually peanuts. It's seed, but some.
Oh, it's like the commercial shit. One.
No, it's some healthy shit.
Oh shit!
So it's kind of crunchy. So I like it. It has seeds. Okay. So I put that, and then with the jelly that I made, having with you know some strawberries and blueberries,
mm-hmm.
I made my own jam, and then I put that shit in the bread that I made. Is it? Am I doing too much for it?
Shit.
Am I working shit. Too hard for it?
No, I think you are setting up the blueprint for how men in America need to be raised, right? The fact like. You want a peanut butter and jelly? We're going to do it from scratch, right? And you know, you can even make this a brand, and you know what you're going to call it and how the commercial is going to say? This is my jam. And then the song drops.
Okay.
If you're hearing this, we already have a patent and register, so don't try to fucking steal it. No, bro, I think that's perfect. Now, am I going to do that? No, right? I mean... I still feel bad every time I do a bolognese, right? Bolognese sauce for the pasta. And I get from the freezer, the little bags from the supermarket with already cut up onions and garlic. And I throw it in the pan. In my mind, there's a little thing that goes, I'm sorry, chef. I go like a fallen soldier.
But I have a new hack for you.
Little hack. hack for people that are divorced and you're close to 40 or even over 40. Listen up.
No, but I've been doing my own. You know, I do my own chicken stock at home.
Yeah, that's the next level. That's Anthony Bourdain level.
So when I do my chicken stocks, I put some of it in the ice cubes. You know the ice cube maker?
Oh,
the,
right.
The little ones that you put the water on. I put the stock in there. So it gives me cubes. And then when I'm cooking, I don't have to defrost a whole, you know, bigger pint.
Right.
I can just bring a couple of cubes and throw it into what I'm making.
Shit.
And it works fucking perfectly.
Okay, so you make your chicken stock, and you can put it in these little cubes, right? As if it was ice, boom, boom, and then you only use depending on what you need. What are things that young kings can use, you know, those cubes with? Like, what can you do complement that to make, like, a nice little plate? Like, what would you put it in?
Maybe you put it in a glass, in a whiskey glass. You drop a couple of chicken stock cubes, and then you pour a broth on it.
The Japanese whiskey, right?
A Japanese whiskey with the chicken stock.
This way, you're drinking, but you're also taking in your vitamins. No, but for real, be real to the kids out there, the young kids.
Would you put it with a little bit of whiskey?
No, it's fucking disgusting.
I want to try it.
That would be a weird combination.
Maybe with a smoky whiskey.
Tell me, what would you do with the cubes?
Well, I mean, when I cook, when I do maybe like what you said, the bolognese, maybe I need to throw something to deglaze a pan. So I throw in 2 or 3 cubes.
Okay.
They'll defrost, being the chicken stock, they'll defrost and it'll deglaze a pot.
Okay. That means that it will create a base for you to sort of add things to it and make a little sauce.
Yeah. Okay. That's a base. Then you can add like tomatoes or, you know.
Butter.
Cream.
Which you like. The doctor said you cannot eat too much of it.
The other day I bought like collard greens and.
Whoa, I thought you were going to say some other shit.
No. I bought a bunch of greens, you know, like the tops of beets. Usually those get thrown out, but they sell them here. So I took a couple of bags and I cooked those down with onion. So when you cook them down, have you ever seen spinach cooked? How it kind of like from big, it can become small. This is the same principle with those greens. So they'll become smaller. And I did a big batch and also added a shitload of cream. Parm, Cocorino Romano.
Right.
The real one.
Right.
The Italian one.
Right, not the Colombian one.
No, not none of that shit. And a little bit of milk and a little bit of butter. And then I cooked that down. So it was stewy. It was like a stew of greens, but with the cheese and the cream. I think it's an easy recipe.
And how did you eat that with? Like pasta?
This day I ate it with chicken or a steak. You're going to have a steak and your greens, your creamy greens.
Damn, that's fire. That's a little hack
I added some of those ice cubes in it.
Right. Okay. Like, for example, if you're just doing like, in my case, the bolognese, I could use some of those things. But even if you're doing like a little reduction, like chicken breast, but you want to reduce it with a little sauce or pork breast and you want to make a little portobello mushroom sauce, maybe you can use some of that stock, right, to create levity there. Am I right flavor. Or am I wrong?
Layers of flavor.
Layers of flavor. That's the podcast that Chef Maurice is going to start next week. Layers of flavor.
Layers of flavor.
Okay. Another weird combination, mate, that I've seen people do, but that I'm like, I don't respect at all. People that dip their McDonald's fries on the ice cream. You do that?
I do it. Come on, man. Why can you not do it?
Are you 11?
I mean, I wish I was. That's why I keep doing it.
Yeah. No, I feel you on that one. I wish I was back in 11.
Where?
Yeah. I wish I was back when I was 11.
That's when we met, right?
We met like at 10, 11, actually. Yeah.
God damn.
Maybe we wish to go back then because that's when we would meet again and then we can have that experience again.
Do you remember how we met?
I don't know if it was at school. No?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. Damn, okay. So it's not bad. Doesn't mean that I have Alzheimer's.
No, it's just that we're doing stuff.
Now. No, but I don't think we'll remember even if not.
Maybe it was a school.
Maybe it was a school like signing up. Oh, you live here? Oh, you're Venezuelan too? Oh, okay. Some shit like that. Or maybe at the baseball play thing.
Or maybe... I didn't play baseball.
No? All right.
The Little Leagues. I remember going to your games when I was 11 and 12.
Damn, nice.
That was the fucking friend I was.
Damn, that's straight up. That's a commitment. People say, hey, how long has this podcast been in the commitment zone?
It's been in the works since.
Yeah, it's been decades, dog. 25 years deep. 25. That's a quarter century.
I remember going to your house, the first house that you had. It was a big house.
Oh, it was a nice house.
I remember going to your games.
I think I sucked, but...
I remember you coming biking from your house to my house.
Back in the day, bikes were fire. You would get your little BMX bike and you go to your friend's house. It was the best times I ever had. I wish I could go back to the excitement of life when you're 11, 12. You don't need any substances, anything. You're just going around with your bike and your boner.
Did you play a lot with that?
I mean, I was experimenting at the time.
Right.
Funnily, I remember the first time something came out of it.
You remember that time?
I was in the shower.
Cocoa water?
I was in the shower. You're taking a shower and that thing went up. And I remember touching it. And then I'm like, oh, this is good. And I just kept touching it. And then eventually something happened. And then I was like, Jesus Christ.
Did you say that?
I've understood life. Everything changed from there. Everything changed.
You go to hell.
Since then, it was just me strategizing how could I do this activity the most times possible in the day. I had a purpose. I had a purpose. No, but yeah, it was fun times. Fun times. I'll go back to 11.
I was going to say something, but I don't know if I should.
No, say it. I just said some wild shit right now.
I had a friend
mm-hmm.
that came to my house once,
mm-hmm.
and he touched himself.
Mm-hmm.
Not in front of me.
Okay, not like Louis C.K., okay?
But he still did it. And it was awkward after that.
Say that he went to the bathroom and he told you he was going to do that.
He went to the couch and he did that.
In your house?
In my house.
Okay, that's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, but you know, it happens.
Damn, this dude, I don't remember this dude much. I remember those scenes.
I remember what that happened. Time. Okay.
Those were some wild times, man.
Damn, were they? Just a guy jerking off in your couch? Okay, look, another weird combination. Well, that one
I think
is.
He was our age.
Okay, at least.
That doesn't make it as weird. I don't know.
Yeah. Bro, he was our age. Look, another weird combination. A hot dog, right? This is kind of similar to the pineapple one. In the hot dog community in Venezuela, we do some fire hot dogs. But the Colombians do some fire hot dogs too. And in Miami, that was actually more common to see Colombian places with hot dogs. And they do something where they put, I mean, we've adopted this in Venezuela too, which is the pineapple sauce on the hot dog. So you put all the sour, the, you know, sodium-based sauces, right? And then you put the, you know, the sweet. You put the sour, you put the sweet. Do you like the combination?
Well, in a hot dog, yeah. I guess we're used to it already. It's in our blood.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm down seas for that.
Okay.
Like the center.
Mm-hmm. All
right. You okay?
Yeah.
You high?
No. Never. And you sure? So, are you going to actually bring any combination to the table? Or am I going to say them all?
You can say them all.
Okay, I just wanted to check if you're going to have any contribution. Because the people are asking. They send me text right now. Like, why is he saying shit? He looks high. They say, I don't know.
The one in the white shirt?
They're like, bro, that guy with the pink shirt, bro. Is he okay?
No.
Is he speaking to Penn Boom? Penson Boom.
We good.
We're good, okay. So look, we're combinations. In Venezuela, they do one, which I think is disgusting. Pasta with black beans.
Have you ever had it? I actually did it recently.
Nah.
I made it at home recently.
You okay, so you made, okay, linguine pasta, the long one.
Sure. I think penne.
Okay, penne. Okay. And yeah. And then you put a fucking black beans on that bitch.
So I made my own beans. Like I soaked them and then when I cooked
them. You harvested them, you motherfucker. What the fuck?
But I cooked it well and it tasted great.
Okay.
And my family was eating pasta that night. And I said, mm-hmm. You know what? The beans have been in the fridge for a couple of days.
Okay.
Let me see what, you know, our people is raging about. I want to see what our people.
Let me see what the fuss is about, right?
Right. So what I did is I did the pasta and I added the beans and I added the white salty cheese.
Jesus Christ.
And I mixed it and it came all together and I ate it and it was like very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a beans, it's a pasta.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great. Like the flavor was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's different if you grab the beans from the can, you know, dunk the liquid out.
I mean, that's even worse, but I think it's still. Now, could we agree, even though you liked it, that it is a weird combination?
I can see where the weirdness might be coming from. Like, I know family members that are Italian might be not happy with what I'm saying.
I mean,
but I don't give a fuck.
You can like weird combinations, just say it.
It's fine. I think this one was, is it weird? Yes, it's weird, it's not bad.
No, it's not horrible, but it is a weird combination. That's all I'm saying. For example, these people that are making now, like, oh, it's a burger, but instead of buns, we use two donuts. I mean, I like the enthusiasm, right? I like the eagerness to innovate, but it is a weird combination. This is the thing.
You see the sweet and the salty.
No, but it's not that because there are other combinations with sweet and salty, like the one I gave earlier, pecorino romano with the honey. Or I can even tell you a burger with caramelized onions. I'm not high. That would be like fire. But when it comes to like that, I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't have it and it might be fire, but I do think you're going too extreme with the contrast because you have a lot of grease coming from the bacon and the meat. And then you have a lot of sweet coming from the buns. And I just think it's just going a little too far. I don't condone it. I don't think people should go to jail for it, but.
You know what I had recently that I don't think I've had before? It's probably not the best that I've ever could probably try. But it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
The hot honey.
Hmm.
That combination, I loved it.
Like spicy honey?
Spicy honey, yes.
Okay. That I think I can fuck with.
It's not extremely spicy. It has a kick to it. And it's sweet, but it's not overwhelming.
I like a kick. I like sweet. I like spicy. It's kind of like when you have chicken wings that have honey spicy sauce or spicy honey, depending on how you say it. No, I totally fucked with that. I mean, that combination, I'm super cool with. No problem.
Yeah, here, the way I had it was somebody bought chicken wings and it brought that sauce. So I tried it and it was very good. It was spicy, which is something you might want in a chicken wing. And it was sweet to cut some of that spiciness.
Okay.
So I'm down. Okay. I'm down for that. Is it a weird one? I don't think it's a weird combination. Maybe to some.
What, the spicy honey?
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, these days things are becoming more mainstream. I would say that it is a little bit adventurous, but no, I wouldn't call it a weird combination. Okay. Now, for example, one of my favorite pizzas, pepperoni and jalapeno, is that a weird combination?
No. No, I think it's great because of the fat that pepperoni has. It cuts it with the jalapeno.
Right.
Sometimes it's a brine one. That's like escabeche.
Mm-hmm.
And then that cuts some of the fat out of the pepperoni. So it's not as, you know, heavy to the mouth. And it also has a kick.
I'm talking about jalapenos. Spicy.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So why you say escabeches?
Oh, you can put it in escabeche. Like in the, you can put it in vinegar.
Oh, the pepperoni?
No, the jalapenos.
Oh, okay.
So when you put it with the pepperoni in the pizza, it cuts some of the fat from the pepperoni.
Mm. Okay. Well, I mean, that's a little bit, you know, going deeper into, you know, the culinary arts. And we appreciate it, you know, that we have Chef Maurice to tell us about these things, right, that we don't know about.
Oh, well, that is a little fresh bit... one on top.
Yeah, I'll just put a fresh jalapeno.
It's so spicy and delicious. You have your vegetable.
No, I don't think it's weird. Veggies. It's just that not that many people like it. I don't think many people like jalapeno pizza. And you know, and that's what I think. Other weird combinations.
Chocolate. Something with chocolate.
Oh, like chocolate in milk, for example. Did you already said that one?
No. Have you ever tried the chocolate sauce that the Mexicans make?
Because I never had it.
Yeah, when you
is that pozole?
No, pozole is a soup.
Okay.
It's not sweet. It's not a sweet sauce, but it's a very spiced sauce. It has a lot of spices.
And it's like, and it's made out of chocolate.
Chocolate, yeah.
And what do you put it on?
It's called mole. And oh, you put it in like, they put it in chicken and I don't know what else they use it on. But it's very good. It's very good.
Damn, I haven't had it.
It's very spiced. It's not spicy. It might be.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a lot of spices, different spices. Okay. It's very good.
Well, I think you told me that you tried, maybe we already talked about it. The one with the cheese in the chocolate, in the melted chocolate. Did we just talk about it here?
Yeah, we just talked about it. Yeah. Are you high?
Okay.
Are you fucking high?
I think I might be getting the Alzheimer's.
Damn, dog.
So, I mean,
yeah, we talked about it.
I have a Colombian friend.
Yeah.
You're not all for it.
No.
What about like a hot soup, minestrone, and you put chunks of little cheeses to melt?
Well, that I understand. It's salty and salty.
Right, but you would do it.
Right, but not on the hot chocolate.
No, right. Okay.
I think that was a bad example.
What are about this? No, more than weird combination. I'm talking more like forbidden combination. If you had a seafood pasta and you put Parmesan cheese on it.
I don't know. I was thinking about it. One time I said no, like a long time before. I was asked and I said no. But I tried like pasta with salmon. You add a little bit of cheese. It's good.
Right? A little bit of lemon. Yeah, I think people... Much. like if you get like a shrimp, I mean, this is gonna like explode the heads of Italians, but if you get like a shrimp Alfredo sauce and you put some parmesan on that thing, that shit fire.
I think to them, we look like the ones who eat, you know, how we look, the people who eat the pasta with the
thing beans. It's not a carbonara what I want, but it's so the only way to describe it is like a cream based chicken sauce. Well, that's Alfredo. we've made it. That's how the US made it, dog. Number one, baby.
No. I've stir away from that. I can make my own without having to use cream. Am I an asshole for that?
I mean, whatever you use. I mean, what do you use instead of cream?
You know how they make it with like the water from the pasta and then the cheese, and then you just have to move it a lot, and then it binds it with some fat. Mm. So carbonara. That's why you use a bacon.
No. But I'm not talking about a carbonara, bro. Like, yeah, carbonara. You make that shit for real.
Right.
With the egg yolk, with the thing. Yeah, I'm talking about
US, they put the cream. Instead of doing it that way.
Right. But I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking an Alfredo sauce, right? That
which doesn't... is just cream.
Right. Cream, chicken, yeah, and cheese.
But this one, you make it same. Parm and... or the cheese and the water. And then you just have to mix it up a lot. Without the egg. Okay. Because the cheese, you're bringing it... it's binding it all together. Try it.
Well,
try
guys,
it.
No, I will try it and I'll tell you.
No, try it.
No, I will fucking try it.
You put water, guys, pasta water.
Okay. Pasta water.
You know, you salt the pasta water, you put the water, and then that same water you use to cook this.
Okay.
Right.
And it becomes like thicker.
Saucy, and it's like that creaminess that the Alfredo sauce would give you without having to be cream, you know, from the cow.
And fuck it up, right?
So
I mean, it seems like you have a problem with cream.
I don't, but now I have to eat it less.
Right, because the doctor said you get high and you start eating cream like a motherfucker.
I think we were talking about the spinach thing that I did.
Oh yeah,
with cream.
Yeah.
And cheese. So
and that was fire. All right. Well, see if you have any combinations that you find a little weird, you know, like put them in the comments. If you think any of our recommendations or the ones that we mentioned aren't really weird, or if they're too weird for you, and yeah, let us know if what the fuck. Let me know if my beard is looking cute. I don't know what's happening to Chef Maurice. We might be losing him, but
I was just thinking about us.
Okay, well, thank you for joining. We love you. Chef Maurice directly from Hialeah. Kiko Floan from Madrid. Different time zones. We don't even know how we do it, but we get it done. Take care. Drink your water. Stay healthy. I love you. Choo-choo.